For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Brian Deamy from Spokane Tintype Studio, recent recipient of a Spokane Arts Grant Award, which will allow him to offer classes here in Spokane where students and subjects will be able to step through a time capsule, sit in front of a 115-year-old camera, and see their image reflected in a process dating back to the Civil War. Brian Deamy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So congratulations on your SAGA Award.
Thank you.
For those who may not know, I alluded to it a little bit, but just give us a background. What is this antique photographic technique that you're working with?
Yeah, so the process that I focused on for this grant is what's commonly referred to as a tintype. You'll hear photographers refer to it as wet plate collodion. It's a process that was introduced in 1851. It is a process of pouring collodion, which is a viscous liquid similar to maybe super glue. You pour it over a metal plate or a piece of glass, and then you put it into a bath of silver nitrate dissolved in water. The silver nitrate binds to the collodion and sensitizes to light, and you create essentially what is a piece of film, though it predates what we call film. You're then able to take that plate, load it into the camera, expose it, and develop it, and you get a one-of-a-kind, right-out-of-the-camera positive image. Hmm.
So how did you first get involved in antique photography?
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of been a snowball effect. I pursued my bachelor's degree in photography, and when I went into school, you know, I had digital equipment. Everybody had digital equipment. It was the standard. And through my education in school, learned quite a bit about the history of photography and kind of just kept going deeper and deeper into that. It kind of compounded when I moved to Spokane in 2013, kind of relocated, didn't know anybody or anything about the place. And so I kind of took advantage of that time to really dive into the darkroom. So built a little ramshackle darkroom in the basement of the house we were renting and kind of spent 2 years just really diving into processes spanning the whole history of photography.
And I can imagine you can go to the store and buy film equipment. Mm-hmm. You can obviously find digital equipment, but how did you first get started in tintype? Where do you even begin if that's something you're interested in?
It's nice because tintyping, or again, like you'll hear it called a wet plate by photographers, is kind of like the rock star of alt process photos. It's the most commonly known. So, you know, if you tell somebody like, oh, I made a tintype, they know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they understand what it is and kind of where it fits into history. So there are a few small businesses that manufacture the supplies you need. You can also just order, you know, raw chemicals from places like Artcraft Chemicals out of New York and then just mix everything from scratch.
And how about the camera equipment? You, in your grant summary, it mentions a 115-year-old camera. So do you have mm-hmm. an antique camera?
Yeah, earlier, I've been shooting with large format cameras for years. Most commonly, I've been using a 4x5 camera. They're the ones that look like big accordions to people. Mm. And so a 4x5 will shoot upwards of a 4-inch by 5-inch image. And those were standard for decades up until, I mean, there's still commercial photographers who use them. There's an image quality and control you get out of it that you can't get out of anything else. And then earlier this year, I came across a Century Studio camera from 1907 at Boulevard Mercantile in town. And everything had kind of just lined up to where, you know, I was able to afford it at the time. I had just moved into a different space for a studio, and I was like, well, this monstrosity of a camera will actually fit. And, you know, everything kind of lined up. And so I was like, okay, I think this is meant to be.
Neat.
And so I did that.
I'm talking with Brian Deamy from Spokane Tintype Studio, who has just received a Spokane Arts Grant Award in this most recent round of SAGA Awards. And so, now, take me from the point where you're messing around in your basement, you know, trying out these different methods for a couple of years, to the point where now you want to share it with other people and other students.
Yeah, education's always been a big thing for me. When I was pursuing my bachelor's degree, I went in with the intention to go into higher education afterwards. The more time I kind of spent in the university system, the more time I realized that that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And so once I finished my bachelor's program, I decided to, rather than go straight into a master's program, to maybe step back and see what facets I could explore myself. And so over the last few years, as I've been maintaining a studio, I've been basically inviting students in and doing mostly one-on-one sessions, not a lot of big organized things. And then when I started doing tintyping, you know, I realized that there's a huge interest in it. And it's one of those things that nobody's going to casually check out.
Right.
It's a pretty big commitment. And so I realized that there was definitely going to be an interest that if I said, hey, come on in for a day and you can spend the day doing this process, you know, and you can go further if you want, or you can go, that was fun, and, you know, carry on with your life.
So I know that these awards just came out, but do you have an idea of the timeline of when you're going to start offering classes and what those signups and that process might look like?
Yeah, it should be pretty quick. I'm hoping to do the first class early spring. I have got most of the infrastructure set up, so the grant's really allowing me to buy some equipment to make the classroom setting more conducive, as well as getting contemporary lighting so that actually taking a picture instantaneously will be an option with such an old process. As far as the details of how sign up will work, my studio's in the Richmond Art Collective, so we got a bit of infrastructure there, so I'll probably have it listed on my site, their site, social media, all the works.
Great. And what is your site?
BrianDeamy.com.
Okay, great. Well, I've been talking with Brian Deamy, who is a recent recipient of a Spokane Arts Saga Award, a grant which will allow him to offer classes here in Spokane in the tintype photographic process, an antique photography technique which dates back to the Civil War era. Brian, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.